Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Fake Doctors, Real Trends.
Hey!
Hey!
Where's Dan? Where's Joel?
I am Jack. That is Miles. Hey, this is what's trending on this fine May the 4th be with you.
Hey.
And also with you. As
His mercy somebody endureth forever. Thanks be to God.
Under his eye.
Do you also finish that too? When you say, what's may that? The force be with you, in my mind I also go, and also with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mercy endureth forever, thanks be to God. I do.
Oh, I don't know
thing.
That part.
I think I that's know. Some shit that they used to say at this Lutheran school I went to.
Yeah, we don't fuck with his mercy. We're just straight up.
Don't fuck with his mercy.
Aaron Cerna tweeted, growing up Catholic means every time may the 4th be with you rolls around, you say quietly in your head, and also with you, and with you. And with your spirit. They changed it up in such a weird way. The Catholic Church, where you're not supposed to say, when the priest says, peace be with you and also with you, you're supposed to say, and with your spirit. Like, I think they were just like, it's getting too rote.
Yeah.
People.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So why nobody goes?
Yeah.
See, they got to make mass. Somebody's got to take mass electric. You know what I mean? Like when Bob Dylan went electric, like mass needs to go electric.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I've been to some churches that do that. It's pretty.
There's,
you know,
lit
out
Catholic
here in California.
Masses?
Yeah. The St. Monica's in Santa Monica has like kind of
a
good
band?
Yeah, they got a good band. That makes
that's
a
allowed
huge
at
difference.
Catholic Mass? I thought Catholic Mass was like intentionally like the driest shit ever.
I think it is for the most part, but then you get
some
cool priests who are like, hey, why don't we
hey guys, thanks so much for coming out on this Sunday, April the 20th, you guys. Uh-oh.
Puff pass.
Like, what the fuck is this fool talking about? Hey, it's
puff,
legal,
puff,
right?
Pass the collection dish.
Exactly.
Caitlyn Jenner's trending. She has released her first political campaign video, and it is so dumb.
It's a doozy. I mean, look. I think most people were like, no, thank you.
No, thank
gubernatorial
you,
run from Caitlyn Jenner. But I do want to play, like, because this video is being shared around where she describes herself, I believe, as a disrupt. I don't know. Here, just I'll play a little bit of it.
Famed Olympic gold medalist Caitlyn Jenner is now entering a new race for the governor of California.
She's getting something out of her.
I've always been a dreamer.
Safe.
California was once the envy of the world. We had what everyone else wanted. The American dream grew up here.
Oh, wow.
Career politicians and their policies have destroyed that dream. It's been locked away, closed, shuttered, left in the dark, burned down.
Uh-huh.
The government is now involved in every part of our lives.
Okay, anyway, this goes on for 3 fucking minutes, and the turn was make California great again, but then these unhoused people showed up.
Yeah. Like, they just show like a encampment of
unbelievable.
Like,
you lose already, Caitlin, because you showed unhoused people, and your first thought wasn't compassion. Your first thought was ew, what the fuck, right?
California
isn't this gross?
Used to be pretty. Now that's
And then like trying to pin that, like, look, Gavin Newsom isn't a great governor for sure, but like a lot of these issues are so much larger than merely being like Gavin Newsom shut down the state, so we need to recall him. And yeah, like, look, he sucks.
She calls out houses burning down in multiple occasions in the thing, like she's gonna stop the wildfires as a Republican. Like with her super progressive Republican eco
again,
outlook,
you know,
Green
look,
New
she's
Deal.
She's describing herself as a, quote, thoughtful disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
In that I've given not much thought to how disruptive this is going to be.
It's interesting. Like, the ad opens with her walking through her, like, house, like, kind of looking like she's on a mission, like, very purposeful. She goes to a safe or, like, something that looks like a safe. Opens it up. I'm like, is she going to get a gun?
Yeah,
like, is this
right.
going to be her like gun thing? And she's just getting out her gold medal to look at her gold medal.
Right. Is that, just to let him know.
It's like, wait, what?
Hey, let him know, Caitlin.
You want to see something?
I had this shit. I used to have this shit on
fucking gold medal.
So, yeah, the campaign, you know, I guess it's happening.
Yeah.
Good luck. I know her daughters are like, get me as far a fucking way from this thing as possible.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do not. I think they've made it clear that they are not going to be campaigning for her at all. I mean, I mean, understandably, like, she's running as a Republican, and like as a trans woman, looking at how anti-trans their party has been, it's already like really confounding. It's like, this doesn't even make sense. But
yeah,
I think this is what I mean. Look, again, she has MAGA people like around her running this campaign. So they clearly have some kind of agenda. Like they must see some kind of inroad, or they just figured it's another check.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. It is hashtag Teacher Appreciation Day. Shout out to the teachers.
Who's your favorite teacher? Shout out a teacher. Appreciate a teacher right now. Who you appreciate?
Let's say Miss McDonald, 7th grade English teacher, real into the Doobie Brothers, but she was the first person who,
know?
Oh, yeah. She was, like, going to see the Doobie Brothers this weekend.
Oh, I love it. Oh, shit.
But she really was, like, made me, like, interested in writing and, you know, just thinking about it. Creativity in a way that I hadn't thought about it before.
Okay.
How about you?
Probably Mr. Woolery, who was like my AP US history teacher. He kept it just so fucking real in class.
Yeah.
And that made me appreciate history, because everything before that was like a stupid storybook with like a covered wagon on it. And it's like, America. And he was like, y'all really want to know? And I'm like, yes, Mr. Woolery.
Yeah.
Because like, I especially remember like afterwards, he's like, you know, he's like, you're a good student. He's like, read some Zen, you know, read this. He's like, I couldn't teach it in this school, but he would always kind of keep it funky talking about, you know, like any sort of given issue throughout history. Yeah, he gave me a real, like, he made history really dope and accessible for me, and I can't thank him enough, because I don't know what I would have studied in college if I didn't have that, because part of me was like, man, fuck this shit. I'm not going to college.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a fucking entertainer or whatever the fuck, but the voice inside me said,
Unfortunately, the game is set up in which if you do not have one of these papers that says bachelor's degree, you may have little access to mobility.
Defective person.
Exactly. Yeah. So I just studied a thing I really liked, and that made college bearable for me. And because I was just like, fuck it. If I need to do something, like I would love to teach history, so I'll just pursue that. But
bang, bang,
smoke a lot of weed at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Reach out to your favorite teacher.
I do have to reach out to him because he's in high school. We asked him if he would smoke weed at our graduation party, and he's like, no, you know, if it's legal, yes, absolutely I would. Don't want to run afoul of the law. I'm like, and I know the bars that my old high school teachers go to. I might just be posted out there with like a blunt. Yeah. Like, yo, Woolery.
Get over here, man.
Come here, bro. I got this loud I want to set off right in front of you. Let's go.
I had a similar history teacher in 10th grade who like told us, I'll tell you why alcohol's legal and weed isn't. It's because you can, you know, you can get a grow light and grow some pretty awesome weed without Marlboro getting involved, but can't make Bud Light in your bathtub. And I've tried.
Oh boy. Anyway, you want one of my Bud Lights that I made? No.
Here's the guy who was always dipping too in class.
Oh God.
But hope pretending he was slowly sipping.
That was my, like when I did improv at my high school, that we had a teacher who had started an improv troupe there, which shout out to him, Mr. Lawrence, but he would always have these lippers in and take the slowest sips out of a Diet Coke. Like, and he wasn't slick with it because I used to pack lips back then too. And I know what you're pinching your bottom lip for to juice it more. He'd be thinking, but he's just kind of packing it.
Right.
And it's like hand on chin. And then the can, he would be like, and you could kind of hear the spit.
Let me see those teeth, man. Let me see those teeth.
Hey, why don't you go like this? Pull your bottom lip down real quick. And then he would put the can down. The shit sounded so empty. And you're like, okay, bro, whatever. All
right, get the fuck out of here.
This is before vaping, you know? So
yeah.
I wonder if that was a huge...
Now all the teachers are vaping in class.
Let us know. How many of your teachers were packing lips in the 90s and early aughts, like as a way to get their nicotine on, like, because it was more common than I realized, like, now that I think about it.
Kentucky, my English teacher was always, like, we had her right before lunch break, and, like, she was a different person than she was to classes after lunch break because she hasn't gotten her smoke break yet, and, man, she was...
Oh, wow.
So she would come in after lunch smelling, like, whoo!
Ooh-wee.
Shout out
to you.
Liz Cheney is trending. Shout out to Liz Cheney. It's getting worse for her.
Yeah. McCarthy out here is like, I don't think nobody's really, I don't think she can be trusted. People are like, is this because she voted to impeach the president? Like she voted to be like, yo, that was some foul shit. And he's like, no, absolutely not. I want to play this for you because he makes it really clear, like why. Oh, sorry. And I'm going to play this for you because he makes it really clear, like, why Liz Cheney is not quite, you know, up to the job.
No, there's no concern about how she voted on impeachment. That decision has been made. I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the message. We all need to be working as one if we're able to win the majority. Remember, majorities are not given, they are earned. And that's about the message about going forward. Combating Joe Biden, what he's done to this border by making it unsecure and...
Anyway, he goes on to talk about that, but the carry out the message means that she's not in on the fucking lie. And because she tweeted the other day, she was just like, the shit wasn't stolen, fool. Y'all need to catch up. And now we're here. So they're clearly trying to turn the heat up to try and ouster her. But, you know,
it's weird because they still haven't revealed their next move because they're still on the whatever Trump was saying tip. Like, are they just going to double, triple, quadruple down on that and keep pretending like the election was stolen?
Like, I feel like that thing's been juiced for, I think, you know, the height of it was January 6th.
Right.
I don't know what else you can do, because even with that sham recount that's happening in Arizona, it's not yielding anything at all because it's, you know, it's bullshit.
Because it's being controlled by the mainstream media.
But I think this
media.
Is where they're at. Like, they're stuck with the same shit because they're still beholden to Trump. And they're all waiting to figure out if Facebook's going to be like, guess who's back, and can now start, you know, throwing shit around again. So we'll see.
Yes, we will. Cinco de Mayo is trending because it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's your opportunity to be a racist appropriator.
Or, yeah, or not.
Not yeah. to do that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Maybe not.
Yeah, if you want to, you know, support a local business, a Mexican-owned business. How about that?
There you go.
Don't do any, you know, fucking, ugh. Man. American people love Cinco de Mayo because it's basically tequila St. Patrick's Day, essentially, is all it is. And like, if depending on how insensitive they are, it's like, oh, and we've got sombreros for everyone. Isn't this quite swell?
Right.
No.
Yeah.
And also, just remember, this isn't Mexican Independence Day is September 16th. I know this because my birthday is the 15th and it's always a good time around then. But this is not, this is just, it's Cinco de Mayo. But yeah, people are, you know, getting there. Mm. I think a lot of people are excited. It's like half of Twitter's like, can't wait, man. I've been waiting too long. Other people are like, please don't be a fucking idiot out there, appropriating ass loser.
Right. Yeah, I like that idea. Go support a Mexican-owned business instead of wearing your
do not be
shit
an
on
idiot.
Instagram.
Don't be posting some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? With your fake mustache. Because I know I'm going to see that shit tomorrow.
God.
You know you're going to see that shit tomorrow. It's like so unbelievably fucked up, like, still, that, like, there's still this, I don't know, I think that's America. You know what I mean? Like,
this is America. And then Kendrick is still trending because people are very hopeful that he's, that Top Dog announcement.
But it's about Isaiah Rashad, no?
Has that been revealed?
Because
Complex
so, no?
has a story that says, six clues about the arrival of Kendrick Lamar's new album.
I think it was like, I think he said something about like, because that's his birthday or something when it's dropping. And I think a lot of people were like, oh shit.
Right, right. So they, on top of that cryptic announcement, they're saying Kendrick is performing live this summer. So they're assuming that means something. There's also been these like, music video shoots in September. A video began circulating on social media of like, it's like, you know, distant footage, but he's standing by a beach and then suddenly he's like lifted in the air by wires while waves crash behind him. And then back in, there's a photo of him sitting at a payphone in LA on the set of a music video since nobody actually uses payphones. And then people who work with him have like just been very cryptic and been like, you know, watching him work, you're just seeing him expressing himself in the most expressive way, how he works. I've never seen it before. Just the recording process.
It sounds like you've been watching him record recently.
Right. And then when asked if the album was coming 2021, he said it might, you never know. So we'll see.
Yeah. Oh shit. He was on Big Boy's Neighborhood. Okay, so he
was.
Has something to say.
But I don't know that. I mean, I feel like we would have heard specifics if he had announced something on there. But anyways, you know, we're waiting. I'll be here whenever he decides to drop it. And those are the things that are trending today. Again, may the force be with you. May the force
also
be
with
you.
Mercy
and also with you. His mercy endureth forever.
Dude, his mercy fucking endureth for.
Literally, dude. His
literally
mercy endureth forever.
The endurance? Unbelievable.
All right. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to
you
tomorrow.
Vaccine.
Get a vaccine. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, We've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.